All right, you still air office?
Yes, I am.
What were we talking about?
Yeah, like D.C. compared to the Old West and your family values.
Oh, yeah, what about him?
Well, in those days, the cocaine and all that, if you wanted to get that, you could get it at a druggist.
What?
Everybody carried guns. Gambling was legal.
Yeah?
The bordello was open, so if you didn't get what you needed at home, you could get it on the side. And, you could bring those days back. And
those are the days they looked longingly back at, but everybody packed a rod, the bordellos were open.
And everybody stayed married, and they protected themselves. The public doesn't realize that there was a court decision back in the 80s that says that we do not have an obligation to protect you.
The society does not.
The police do not. We do not have an obligation. That came out of a D.C. case, as a matter of fact.
So that means
after their gun control law.
So that, what does that mean? So that means if you get a call you don't like, man with a gun at 4th and Blauman, you can say, geez, I don't know, sounds like a scary case to me.
No, but it means if you can't be held liable, if the police just aren't there and somebody tries to sue you.
Oh, I see what you're saying. You call 911 and it's busy or they can't get through and then someone comes to the house
right.
And boar hogs
exactly.
Everybody.
In this case, in the D.C. case, I think there were four women that were held hostage. They called earlier. Their door was broken down. The officers looked. Hey, we don't see anything. They left. The guys came back. Had a hostage situation with the women. The guys swooped after, committing violations and robbing them and whatever.
Yeah.
The public has to defend themselves, and that makes me kind of unpopular with my beliefs amongst my colleagues, but anyone with any sense is going to assume that everyone's armed anyway.
Yeah. Well, I tell you what, are you a D.C. lawman?
Maryland lawman.
Maryland lawman.
On the other side of the border.
Yeah, well, in Maryland, at least, if you feel competent and you haven't committed any crimes, you can keep a rod in your house and take care of yourself. But
that's a lot better.
But what are you supposed to do in D.C., though, now they pass this law?
I don't know.
How can you defend?
The law.
I mean, how can you defend yourself? That's why. Name that tune. You with me on this, officer?
Yeah.
Watch me work now.
No, 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 no.
I'm just taking a Holly Gully break. Don't mind me.
Nobody can do the shake
like I do.
Nobody can do the
shake like I do.
Nobody can do
a boogaloo
like I do. Nobody can do.
What about the Copa Caprice? Jesus, it's been years. When's the last time you did the boogaloo there, officer?
Not quite that old, Grease.
Oh, God. How humiliating. Nobody. Sounds like a case of habeas corpus to me. Nobody. Now. I'm stucco stepping, officer. Yeah. You mean you never heard of the boogaloo? Officer?
Oh, yeah. We've heard of it.
You've heard of it? Well, look, I'm doing it, man. I'm doing it.
All right.
Yeah. Look at
this
move. Look at me go. I'm hunting down. Look at me. I'm down on my knees. Yeah.
No, no.
Ever heard this song before, officer?
Quite probably.
No, you never heard it.
Like I do. Nobody can do the shake like I do. Nobody can do the boogaloo like I do. Nobody can do the stroll like I do.
Nobody, 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 nobody. I needed that. Every time I hear that commercial, I gotta hear that platter. Yeah. All right, thanks for the interesting perspective on law enforcement in the 90s.